From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Syrian government and several rebel groups have agreed to a nationwide ceasefire beginning Friday. As with previous halts in fighting, the agreement applies to the Syrian military and rebels, but not to certain Islamist groups. Russia and Turkey say they will guarantee the truce. If the ceasefire holds, it will be followed by renewed peace talks next month in Kazakhstan. Hilal Kashan is a political science professor at American University in Beirut.
The peace talks in Astana will be serious and will be different from Moscow and Geneva talks, because now the balance of power has clearly tilted in favor of the regime, and it has also won the approval of Turkey, who is going to benefit from the developments of events in Syria so that it could prevent the Kurds from creating their own entity.
Russian President Vladimir Putin called the ceasefire proposal fragile, but said it had the support of the Syrian government and the main forces of the armed opposition. U.S. officials say a key leader of the Islamic State group was killed by a coalition airstrike this week in the capital of Raqqa. The statement by the U.S. coalition Thursday said Abu Jandel al-Kuwaiti was killed in a strike near Taqwa Dam on Monday. U.S. President Barack Obama ordered sanctions against Russian officials and Russian intelligence services. The sanctions are in response to alleged hacking and interference by Russia during the recent U.S. presidential election and what Mr. Obama calls an unacceptable degree of harassment of U.S. diplomats in Moscow by Russian security services over the last year. The U.S. will expel 35 Russian intelligence agents and close two Russian compounds. This is VOA News.